and welcome to our holiday episode of This Week on Channel 9.
So, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To you,
yeah, you know, we don't have any nutmeg.
Now, we are, this is our last show of the year.
Last show of 2009.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, we're taking 2 weeks off.
We are.
Yep. And a special episode.
Yep, that's
not,
right.
Not going through this week's news, going through 2009.
The best of 2009.
Yes.
Completely original. No one's ever done this before.
No one's ever done.
Show.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, month by month.
Month by month, yep.
Things that we had, things we liked.
That's right. Let's jump right into January. Or the end of the slideshow.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, January. So, this is actually going to be a recurring theme that you'll see throughout the year, but we couldn't pass it up. It's very, very important. Windows 7 beta was released. It's hard to believe that that was a year ago.
I know.
Yeah.
It was the first time people got to play with it, and there was a lot of stuff around CES.
CES, I almost said Comdex, wrong show. Yeah, CES.
Yeah.
So, that's right. So this is super, super huge. Certainly changed the way that I work.
And this was also our, was this our 1 year anniversary, or was that February?
That was actually next month, but way to preempt the next month.
Ah.
So February 2009 brings us to our 1 year anniversary of This Week on Channel 9.
I know.
So 1 year of getting paid to screw around and who knows.
And we had
else.
Hanselman on.
We had Hanselman on. We had champagne.
Yes.
Hanselman had apple juice, I believe.
Yes, and, he did. Does not drink.
And this is still in the old set at this point. So before we got our upgrades.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody once again for helping us get to that milestone. And then March, of course, Mix 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So as a lot of people expected, we saw the release of Silverlight 3 beta, and IE8 RTM came out that same time. So that's certainly big news.
A lot of stuff around previewing the Olympics, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the NBC Olympics were previewed at that event.
At Mix09, yeah.
At Mix09, yep. So that was certainly huge. And a certain adult website went live, I think, with a deep zoom component.
Oh, Playboy, yeah.
Yeah,
Playboy
absolutely.
Party, there you go.
Yep. So April, I feel like we're moving way too fast through this. We're already 4 months in. So April, do you want to talk about Channel 9 turning 5?
Now, let's give some context to this picture,
right.
Which is actually Jamie had done a picture for Channel 9 turning 5. Charles went through, and you can see a list of these videos, went through and interviewed folks like Mark Rusinovich, mm-hmm. Anders Helsberg, I'm trying to think who else off the top of my head, Larry Osterman.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Getting feedback on what, you know, what Channel 9 means to you, and a bunch mm-hmm. of cool videos for Channel 9 turning 5.
That's right, yeah. It's a little sentimental.
Yeah, so we got a massive cake, too.
Yep.
Kudos to Denise Begley for getting some folks that were the equivalent of, like, Ace of Cakes. I feel like I have a string here.
You do. Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. We'll take that out in post-production.
Okay.
But I got this awesome Channel 9 cake, and I believe that the 9 guy on top was plastic, and someone didn't realize that and started trying to bite into it or something. But anyway, I couldn't make it to work that day, so I think it was somewhere else. Out of the country.
Yeah, so, but amazing cake, and you can look at some of those pictures.
Exactly, so I can't wait for the 10-year cake. And then May brought us Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1.
Yes.
As well as the Windows 7 release candidate.
I know, they love to be right on top of each other.
They do, they're kind of synced together there. So, so I don't know, this to me was actually a huge milestone because Beta 1 was the first time that all these features that I've been evangelizing internally
that you could finally discuss, right?
Finally talk about them, finally start building some real content demos around. You know, we had community technology previews of some of this stuff earlier on specifically for Visual Studio Team System, but now this is the first time the world really got to see the WPF editor and a lot of this other really cool stuff. So so it's been great to get that out there with Beta 1. Of course, now Beta 2 is out there, and you know, customers, I think they don't quite understand when we say this, but they really are driving this release. We take the feedback very seriously, so we've been making a ton of changes.
I'm sure some of our audience may be of this. Mm-hmm. Patrick Smakia, some of the other MVPs, saying there should be a beta 3 based on the performance. Brian Harry, I believe it was,
yes.
was in the blog saying, hey, what is it about our labs where we're not getting the same performance characteristics as some of our customers are getting in terms of the editor performance.
Right. So obviously, yeah, you know, the WPF.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Yeah, thanks.
Considering
thanks
for you're
that.
An intern,
it's supposed to be a happy holiday episode.
Happy holidays! Everything's wonderful.
So you know, obviously, switching to WPF has meant that we've had to take a hard look at how the UI has been being painted and rendered and everything else, and make sure we optimize that the same way that we optimized the old experience. And so that's been something we've been hard at work out.
Should there be a beta 3?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, I see.
But actually, no, in all seriousness, some of our top customers, we have been getting them private releases so that they can work with that and make sure that they can validate that in their own environments and send that feedback back to us. So, no, there's not a beta 3.
Where should they send their feedback?
Connect.microsoft.com.
Okay.
Yep, /Visual Studio.
And what if they vote up some, there should be a beta 3, will you guys move ship dates?
Hey, that's not, I'm. You know this.
What, you're not Soma?
Unpaid
you're
interns.
You're not Soma?
Me, Dan. So.
Did you just put me under you?
Yeah, yeah. Live
I
with
thought
it.
I was on top. Oh! June.
Moving right along. So biggest thing, which you know isn't available to anybody yet, will eventually be available to consumers, and we hope eventually there's going to be a developer play. Again, unpaid interns, us.
Right.
We're at the same level now. That is Project Natal, which is just huge. From all the videos I've taken a look at, I know a few people on that team, I've talked to them, kind of gotten their own perspective. This technology is mind-blowing.
It really is. Now, one thing for everyone to mark on their calendars is a Game Fest. In February, they have announced 2 tracks dedicated to Project Natal.
No way. Wow.
Publicly. 2 tracks. One is a design track, mm-hmm. which is how do you design applications, gestures, what are some of the mm-hmm. local ways to interact with that with Natal.
Yep.
And the other one is the development track, so how you do things like, you know, tracking motion meshes and a bunch of other stuff that they'll actually go into much more detail.
So can anybody go to GameFest, or is that strictly limited to people that have an XDK?
No,
putting
I believe you can.
Here.
You can, yeah, sign up and register right now. You want to know about Natal, and you are a dev. Go to GameFest.
Nice, and that's with happening in February. Cool.
Yeah. So, and this was Natal releasing at E3, and I mean, there was a number of announcements. Things that we didn't cover, at least on the dev side, was mm-hmm. some of the things around Facebook and Twitter that were first shown demoed by Felicia Day.
Oh right.
Talking about the Xbox Live integration.
Right.
For social media, so.
Right? That's awesome. Yeah, this is going to change things.
This internet.
Yeah, this whole inner tube thing.
Yes.
So July Expression 3 RTM'd, and my favorite feature has got to be Sketchflow out of that whole mix.
Sure.
But
out of that whole mix.
Actually, I didn't even realize I was going there.
Clever
awesome.
Girl.
Awesome.
All right, I got mine.
I love how everything's blended together in there. Was that the
one?
You're gonna take it?
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah. Let's hear yours.
No, I can understand how you've encoded your sentences.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, that is. Okay, so Expression Encoder. We gotta talk about one of the well, besides our team uses Encoder for
what you're watching right now.
Yes, yeah. One of the key things is the screen capture. So I know so many people internally that are like, I need a license of Camtasia, and you know, where do I get it? It's like, use Expression Encoder. Mm-hmm. It has an amazingly simple interface for capturing video.
It does. Yep.
So kudos to that team, James Clark and all the other homies.
That's right. So that was July. August brought us, of course, Windows 7 RTM, which meant that developers that had an MSDN subscription or IT professionals that had a TechNet subscription could start getting their hands on the final RTM bits of Windows 7.
Yes.
Start making sure all your applications are going to work correctly. Make sure you can, you know, start deploying that. Do your test deploys within the organization prior to the rest of the world even being able to obtain it so that we can make sure that we've got high application and hardware compatibility.
And, yeah, I mean, this is all when, you know, we launch a ton of content as well. Yohai mm-hmm. and Jaime and a bunch of other people on light-up features for developers. So mm-hmm. you want to do multi-touch. You want to do taskbar. You want to learn how to do jump lists. You're a C++ developer, and you want to know, you know, what is the native store, the native web services, trigger start services. There's just so much stuff on Windows 7 side. And we did a number of things here. So really just a ton of content for developers as well. And the other big one is Revolution 9.
Oh, yeah.
That's where, you know, we were here with...
longest this week on Channel 9 ever.
Ever.
Yep.
Ever. Ever.
as in never again.
No, that makes it sound bad. Okay, so Nishant.
Yep.
Who's doing the UX. Mm-hmm. Duncan. Our dev manager, and Jeff Sanquist, and you know, four on a couch talking about what it means in terms of some of the content stuff, and people have started seeing some of the content things as well. But that's where we announced we were going to redesign the 9 guy. We put up a poll, got user results, which is great. So thanks everyone for that. But really, sort of laying the foundation for things that are going to change: the content side, dev side, UX, new features.
Channel 10 and Channel 9, kind of.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming together there.
So. The new Microsoft Student, which launched and took the Channel 8 stuff, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. That's right. And it's not in our one of our monthly posts, but this year we should mention that this is the first time that Channel 9 was filmed live, or went live, actually.
No, it's there.
Oh, it's there. All right. Well, let me not preempt anything else. So, September, Webby Web Month.
Yes. Huge announcements on the website. Mm-hmm. So, this is... obviously, Scott Gu talking about the Ajax CDN, Content Delivery Network, just very handy for developers to be able to reuse. The web platform installer finally came out, and that's so you can have a very easy way to set up your platform, whether it's PHP on Windows or whether it's, you know, ASP.NET, so installing Visual Web Developer Express, installing SQL Server Express, installing starter kits, etc.
Yep.
Website Spark, so people can actually have, if you're a small... you know, web ISV or web value-added reseller, whatever term they're
free
calling.
Free software.
Free software.
Yep.
Exactly. For 3 years and hosting as well, I think, and copies of Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, really, this is also when we had our beer tasting episode.
That's right. That's right. We proved that you guys are terrible beer tasters.
I kind of wish you were there, but too bad you had like finished like bottle of 40. So we should mention this is Sven Hrut.
That's right.
To get his name correct.
Yep.
And Little Guru were on. And
I was there.
It was a blind case. No, but you weren't in. You didn't.
On the show.
Couldn't compete.
I see.
And yes, you drank like a 40, which is probably one of the funniest.
A lot
parts
of people
of the
posted thinking that I wasn't actually drinking, but yeah, I did. And I think I had to sit around at work for a few hours before I could drive home.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh, no, that's right. I did drive home. I got the UI.
So lots of stuff around the web.
Yeah, exactly.
Now the other big announcement was in October was the two product releases. So Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2.
That's right.
Became available for customers. Tina launched the Visual Studio documentary, which
awesome.
Had a ton of praise from
folks. If you haven't watched it yet, you have to just stop this episode and go watch it right now.
And awesome. One of the coolest things, we did a live viewing at PDC. The room is packed.
Oh, yeah.
We had to, like, literally, people could not get in the room.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And they're going to be showing it at a number of different events.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Windows 7 as well.
General availability.
So. Yeah, so we started seeing the new marketing for Windows 7 and a number of different events. Steve Ballmer kicking off the New York launch. So I know we keep going back to Visual Studio and Windows 7, but it really is
it's
their
huge.
Year.
It's defined the year. It really has.
Yes.
So November brought us PDC, of course.
Yes.
This is when we can talk about Channel 9 Live. You guys were streaming the entire time that PDC was going on, and I wasn't able to make it to PDC, but I got to just sit on my couch and watch you guys and kind of just, you know, tune in and see what's going on and
Nick
watch all
Fillingham
the interviews.
And Larry Larson.
Yep.
And Michael in the back, baby. Yeah! Yeah, he was there.
He's on a smoke break. But,
poor guy.
Is there anyone actually running our camera right now?
No.
But no. So this was awesome. So not only can you watch the keynotes live, you can watch all these live interviews with Scott Guthrie and Ray Ozzie and guys like that. You can also get all of the sessions and the keynotes available for download for free. All the PowerPoint sessions, everything. So even if you haven't even if you did go to the conference, let me put it this way: even if you did go to the conference, there's no way you could consume all this content in 3 days.
And so, I think the big thing about Channel 9 is the interaction, right? So you have Scott Guthrie there, and you have the opportunity to ask Scott questions live via Twitter.
Right.
So I think that was one of the coolest things. And you know, a bunch of people were watching the show, basically. 24 hours, so thank you, Classic Niners, for...
Did anybody ask Scott where he gets his red polos?
I don't remember that question.
Oh, man, I really want to ask him that.
Somebody should.
Yeah.
So that was big. Silverlight 4, obviously, was a big thing in terms of the UX and being able to do the out of browser and security sandbox. Azure was the big thing, too.
So they announced formal pricing. They announced that it's going to go live, be available commercially starting February 1st, right? 2010.
To me, it's all holy cow. Azure's going to support Java, mm-hmm. PHP, WordPress.
Really? Anything that you can throw at it, yeah.
We are going to run the web.
I hope so.
And if you want a reliable, interoperable web, mm-hmm. Azure. Doesn't matter if you're .NET technology or not, that is tremendous news to me.
Yeah, it's huge.
And the other stuff we got to say, give a shout out to Clint Rutgers, Brian Peake, Tim Higgins, Ohan. Who else am I forgetting?
Somebody else
that did. There's like one more. Jeremiah Morrill.
Yep.
For the Coding for Fun projects.
Cool projects, Coding for Fun. Drink Tender, sorry.
Wi-Fi Warthogs. We had some laser graffiti, but it was Jeremiah. Some mind control.
Where can I actually go watch these? I haven't seen this.
Channel 9 has a recap video that shows all the demos
action. That's on my list.
Yes.
So, awesome. We'll provide a link
very
to that.
Cool stuff. And then finally here.
December.
Here we are.
Yep.
Big news was Bing. Mm-hmm. We actually had Hanselman and John Galloway on talking about Bing and that the Bing experience is now going to be a Silverlight experience.
That's right. The maps are freaking sweet.
Yes. And the whole transition between Bird to Streetside View to mm-hmm. It just amazing stuff.
Yep.
And a bunch of other features where you can actually highlight a neighborhood and some of the extensibility where your apps actually live inside of Bing Maps.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Instead of, maybe you should watch our episode.
I should.
Maybe you should.
I should.
Maybe.
And maybe I could watch it from China.
Yes, because we announced Channel 9 China.
That's right.
So.
Hello, China?
Yes.
Happy holidays?
They're not watching this.
Oh, they're not. No. Okay, goodbye, China.
Yes.
Actually, we know that Joe Noalabu.
Yes, our one
Chinese loyal listener. So, hey, Joe, happy holidays.
Yes,
and I think that's it. So, hope everyone has a safe and happy holidays.
We got our picks of the week.
That's right.
So,
go ahead.
Picks of the week.
Oh, yeah, I did. I totally forgot about picks. You're right. I'm just eager to start 2010.
So, I know we had Windows 7 Visual Studio 2010. This is the product side, but mm-hmm. I got to give a shout out to Channel 9 Revolution from the content side. So, think about it. We had Channel 9 Live. Mm-hmm. This week on Channel 9 went live, first time ever. We had, 20 hours of recorded live video that actually worked. Mm-hmm. Training courses. We're talking, I think an average training course has, 500 printed pages of hands-on labs.
Oh, yeah. It's tons of content.
And we've done labs for Office, mm-hmm. SharePoint, Windows, Visual Studio, Azure. I mean, the list goes on and on. So tons of content. Got to give a shout out to Charles for the lecture series. Mm. And there's been several, even the new ones with Brian Beckman. But Eric Meyer.
And we can build all this great content because you guys keep consuming it. So call in now and support public broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. The documentaries that we have, the classic C9 videos where Larry's meeting with people on the Windows team. We talked about some of those last week, where how they built the iconic background and some of those stuff. So even some of the fun videos that I love, the Life at Microsoft or Halloween where I get to kill people. I mean,
oh yeah.
So I think we're firing on all cylinders.
Absolutely. And actually, I was quite serious that the reason that we're able to go out and fund and develop all this content is that you guys keep watching it, you keep blogging it, you tweet it, and the more and more people we get on Channel 9, the more and more funding we get to go out and build great content. So definitely keep that up. My pick of the week is I'm a huge zombie fan.
Changing the subject completely.
Yeah. So I love zombies. I've got the zombie survival hand guide that I carry in my car. I wonder why I'm single. I just can't figure it out. But this is going back to January, I believe, when some guys figured out how to hack the construction signs that you have alongside the road. And so you can post a sign that says, caution, zombies ahead, bridge out, raptors ahead. Not that we're telling you to go do that, but if you do, send us a picture.
Gotta love hackers. And mind you, this is the kind of story where hackers make CNN.com. That was on the homepage of CNN.com.
Absolutely.
Dude. So, some pretty amazing stuff.
That's right.
Huge year, big year.
Now
What's
I can sign
store?
Up. Now I can tell them happy holidays.
Now you can tell them happy holidays.
We'll see you in 2010.
Thanks.